Hi, I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church. So who is the devil? And what is he up to? Well, he's not a red pointy-tailed creature with horns, though he'd sure like us to think he is comical and unimpressive. The Bible says the devil, or Satan, is a supernatural cosmic being opposed to God our Creator. Jude 6 and Revelation 12 indicate he was a great angel who embraced evil and led a rebellion before he and his collaborators were cast down to earth. Now, if you're hoping Pastor Joel will speculate further on the devil's origins, you're going to be disappointed, because Scripture doesn't tell us much, and when God's word stops speaking, it's prudent to do likewise. The devil first appears on the scene in Genesis 3, and what is he up to? Seeking to deceive the first humans. Satan's hatred of God makes humanity his particular target, because you and I, my friend, we have been granted singular privilege. God made us in his image. Not even the angels in glory have been granted our unique status. And this is why the devil hates us so much. He hates that we're made in God's likeness. He wants nothing more than to destroy you and I, our family, our friends, our neighbors. Mark my words, friends, the devil has a plan for your life, and if you're dismissive of him, Satan has you right where he wants you. And I hope to make us increasingly aware of how the devil operates, and his tactics have not changed since the Garden of Eden. His strategy is to disguise himself so we won't recognize who it is. Calvin notes that he chose a serpent to keep Adam and Eve from recognizing, seeing his true self. And we read in Mark 5:13 that evil spirits can inhabit animals. So why a serpent, Joel? Good question. Well, one reason is the serpent is a crafty creature, Genesis 3:1. Jesus himself says the serpent is shrewd or wise, Matthew 10:16. And crawling on its belly, well, that's a posture of humility, the opposite of the devil's true nature. The devil sees the serpent's natural gifts are ideal for his own twisted ends. So through the serpent, the devil says to the woman in Genesis 3:1, "Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?" The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you'll die." And the devil says, "Fake news," he tells her in verse 4, "you will not certainly die." Do you see where Satan starts? What he first looks to do? He wants us to reject God's word. He wants us to believe it is not trustworthy. His question, "Did God really say?" is an invitation to take the posture of standing over God's truth, instead of simply saying, "Amen, God said it, I believe it. That settles it." And Satan comes in humility, disguised, speaking a new word that he promises is better news than God's. Verse 5, "For God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." My friends, Satan is the originator of fake news. His story is the first lie. Jesus says in John 8:44 that the devil lies because it is his native language, and he adds that the devil is the father of lies. And all fake news sense is the result of our first parents believing his first false report. How many people today are living a lie because they believe fake news? And how can we guard ourselves against fake news so that we're not believing a lie? Well, let me ask you, who do you most listen to? There may be hundreds of voices that come at you every week. You realize that? So let me ask you, how often are you listening to God, taking in what is true? Yes, it's as simple as being in your Bible constantly, daily. I say this as someone who is also prone to believe fake news. That's why I must be in the truth all the time. I say this as a pastor who has witnessed Satan wreck so many people. I say this as a pastor who gets a half an hour or so on a Sunday to speak, and I'm competing with the hours of other voices that people will hear all week long, all making promises and often disguised in humility. Folks desperately need to know the good news of God's word in order to recognize the fake news. So get going on a Bible reading plan and make 2022 a year of daily good news reports. We need God's word in our souls like we need pure water in our bodies. This is why I preach verse by verse through books of the Bible. This actually minimizes my chances of proof texting fake news. And it's why I tell my congregation not simply to trust me. They need to read the same word I preach and pray over it and work it out on their own. And I rejoice that so many are getting the real scoop because they come up to me or they call me up and they say, "Pastor Joel, do you see this promise of God? And do you see what this means for my life?" And I smile and give a simple praise to God. And I thank Him that He is giving a preview of Satan being crushed under our feet. My friend, remember who you are and who you belong to.